Thinking about death not only serves as a preparation for dying and prompts actions that benefit future lives, but it also dramatically affects your mental perspective. For instance, when people are not accustomed to this practice of being mindful about the certainty of death, then, even when it is obvious that they are old and will soon pass away, their friends and family feel they cannot be realistic with them, and even feel the need to compliment them on their physical appearance. Both parties know it is a lie. It is ridiculous. Sometimes, even patients suffering from terminal diseases, such as cancer, avoid using the words die or death. I find it almost impossible to speak with them about their impending death. They resist hearing about it. But for one who cannot now face even the word death, never mind the reality of it, the actual arrival of death is likely to bring with it great discomfort and fear. On the other hand, when I meet with a practitioner who appears to be near death, I do not hesitate to say, whether you die or recover, you need preparation for both. It is possible for us to reflect together on the imminence of death. There is no need to hide anything, for that person is prepared to face death with no regret. A practitioner who, early on, thinks about impermanence is much more courageous and happy while dying. Reflecting on the uncertainty of the time of death develops a mind that is peaceful, disciplined, and virtuous because it is dwelling on more than the superficial stuff of this short lifetime.